Special teams was one of the strong points for the Chiefs this season. We are going through the top five special teams plays from 2014.
I have a pretty good feeling there's going to be some D'Anthony Thomas highlights during this video.
Right, and the people do love that. But before we get to that, let's go right to Philip Gaines.
Before Philip Gaines made a name for himself on defense, he started over with Dave Tobe on special teams. Now, his play on the punt coverage unit on Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots may have been one of the best plays all season. He first found the goal line, then made a nice athletic move that, Pete, we oftentimes see a player unable to control his body before going into the end zone. Gaines was able to control it. The Chiefs were up 17-0 at the time, and they didn't make it easy on Tom Brady and that Patriots offense to try to come back in that game, pinning them deep.
BJ, you mentioned D'Anthony. Well, we're going to get some D'Anthony. All year, it seemed as though Thomas was a step away, a tackle away from taking a punt all the way to the house. Here we go, week 15, late in the first quarter, no score. The Chiefs need this one. They were still alive for the playoffs. The Raiders line up to punt to D'Anthony Thomas.
Dat will take it at his own 20. Waits, gets a block. Yes. Turns to the left side, gets another block. Here he goes at the 40. They're going to block the punter. He goes up the left sideline. Thomas at the 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, against the St. Louis Rams in week 8, it was the intentional or maybe unintentional squib kick by Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein, who actually played collegiately at Missouri Western for one season, which is the home of Chiefs training camp. Davis got the ball and immediately got upfield. It was key blocks from Dee Ford and Anthony Sherman, and then it was James Michael Johnson who sealed off the inside line that allowed Davis to get out into the open field.
Cuts it back by Zuerlein at the 40, kicks in the speed. He's at the 40 of St. Louis, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
A gritty game in Ralph Wilson Stadium. Buffalo is up at this point 13-10. There's less than 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs need some kind of play. They're punting away. As you'll see, this is the reason this was number 2 on the special teams countdown.
Deep punt. Spirals in the air into the arms of McKelvin at his own 30. Coming to the near side, the Chiefs drag him down. And now a fumble at the end. At the end of the return, Kansas City's got the football.
Pete, it's pretty special how many plays and how many fumbles Anthony Sherman forced on special teams this year.
This is an offensive player, and you see that he had 4 forced fumbles. Very, very impressive. That was tied for 2nd in the National Football League. And you don't really see that from an offensive guy. He had the special teams award as well. So amazing, amazing year on special teams for Anthony Sherman.
Now, Pete, there probably wasn't a bigger special teams play all season than Cairo Santos' 48-yard game winner against the Chargers in San Diego. The pressure was enormous, and the rookie kicker, who did have his struggles early in the season, missing 1 field goal in each of the first 2 games, came through when his team needed him the most and probably the most clutch performance asked of him all season.
Santos. Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it!
I think the amazing thing is there's many more special teams plays where that came from, but you look at that final one. That was a big moment for Cairo Santos. A young kicker comes through on the road. Divisional game, huge.
Coming into the season, special teams was a top storyline anyway, especially with the kicker, because they had made the decision to go with Cairo Santos over the veteran Ryan Succop. And like I said, he had his struggles early in the season, but after this game, I think everybody kind of bought in, and this was one of the turning points of the season, and Santos really kind of eased everybody's minds with that game-winning field goal.
Well, that credit goes to the mastermind, Dave Tobe.
65 toss power trap.